On the show today, we have the Foundation's Mr. Christopher Morris on the program talking about the latest Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Maria, updates on just the amazing stories that credit unions have done to support our industry for those folks in need. So you got to check this one out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
And on the show today, we have Mr. Christopher Morris from The Foundation. The Foundation, also CUA.coop, and you have been a busy man the last few weeks. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, it's been really busy, unfortunately. I mean, I like doing this work, but it's been really busy. And thanks for having me on to talk about what's going on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, I just want to get a kind of an update because, I mean, this is kind of unprecedented stuff we're covering here. I mean, CUA has been around for how long now? 7 years, something like that? 6 years?
Actually, I was here when Hurricane Katrina hit, 2005.
Oh, raised, okay. Wow.
$3.5 million, and basically after that, we said we need a mechanism to raise money fast and distribute it efficiently. Mm-hmm. And 2006 is when we built CUA.
Okay.
So it's been around since 2006. But unfortunately, as you said, this is unprecedented. In the last month, we have three current campaigns going on. I mean, this has never happened before.
Yeah.
And we've also raised the most money. I mean, as of today, we've raised $2.3 million from credit unions.
Holy smokes.
To help credit unions affected by, right now, just to clarify,
sure.
To help people by Tropical Storm Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and Maria in mm-hmm. Puerto Rico. So,
well, I heard there's another one in the Caribbean, too, that's rearing its ugly head that may hit the Gulf Coast again. So I'm like, you might be on the phones again here in the next week or so, unfortunately. So let's hope it stays like a Cat 1 or a Cat 2 or something like that. Nothing too major. So
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah. So give me some examples of what credit unions are doing. We were talking before the recording about a couple of credit unions and even a few vendors of what some really amazing things that credit unions and or I guess our industry as a whole that are doing here. If you want to throw out a few examples.
Sure. Yeah. The response has been fantastic. I mean, right from the first day after we said, hey, we're raising money for Harvey, we got, I think, almost 1,000 contributions online within 24 hours.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was impressive. I was glad. Website, everything stayed
yeah,
up.
Everything's
it was
working.
Great. Yeah, everything's working. So yeah, like I said before, CUNA has stepped up. They've been awesome about giving financial support. They set up a community, which is still out there. And I encourage people to check out because I get a lot of calls saying, we want to donate supplies. We have a generator. This, if you go to CUNA.org, they have a community where you could post stuff and then people in the affected areas can post, hey, yeah, that's great. We need that. Bring it on down. So CUNA's done that. Been great about spreading the word. CUNA Mutual Group has been awesome. They also donated a lot of money, and they're even matching employees' contribution up to $500,000. They come up with all these social media banners, which I encourage people to check out. People like Coastal Credit Union earlier this week said, hey, you know what? This is huge. Guys, we need to step up. So Chuck Purvis, his board, Coastal in North Carolina, donated $250,000, and which is fantastic. And then a couple of days later, someone in Greater Nevada Credit Union, they said, this is great. We'll step up. We're going to donate $75,000 and match employee contributions.
Awesome.
So that plus so many credit unions, you know, calling me saying, is it okay? You know, we're going to use the banners and do a jeans day. We're going to ask our members to help bake sales, you know, every little thing. And I say that because it's awesome. Even if it's $100, if it's $5,
yep.
I've seen the contributions come through. I did a run this morning just because I was curious. I ran some numbers. Even though we're getting these large contributions from folks like Co-op and CUNA and CUNA Mutual Group and CSU and things like that,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome,
yeah.
65% of the contributions to CUA are from individuals. So
really?
That's a credit professional, you know, maybe a teller
mm-hmm.
in California or somebody in Maine, whatever, donating $5, $15,
mm-hmm.
$50. And that, I don't know, I get goosebumps just talking about that. The
yeah.
fact that, you know, credit people across the country are stepping up like never before to raise, like I said, $2.3 million.
That's a nice chunk of change there. And also it's like every little bit counts. It's not, I mean,
absolutely.
That's great that the vendors and the companies and the credit unions are giving these really huge donations and stuff. But yeah, I mean, just like you said, the teller in Maine or,
right.
you know, the loan officer in Nevada or something like that gives $100. I mean, that stuff really adds up to a lot. So it's just whatever can be, whatever can be provided. And even the, I had no idea about the generators, the stuff that you can you can give too.
And that's totally needed, especially like at Puerto Rico now, as of this week, working with the New York League, because the New York League, and a couple of people asked me, like, why are you working in the New York League to help people in Puerto Rico? Yeah. Which, if you didn't know, it would be a little weird, right? But the World Council's got these partnership programs with different leagues, pairing up leagues with international associations. So the New York Association is partnered with the Puerto Rico Credit Union. So a lot of Puerto Rican credit unions are actually members of the New York League.
Right.
So we're working through their foundation to distribute money. And they said, hey, credit unions in Puerto Rico can apply for a grant from CUA for generators, for anything to get up and running, whether it's just, you know, anything they need to help their members. Because I think as of now, I think more than 80% of Puerto Rico's credit unions are finally up with limited hours and kind of able to help. So we need to get that up to 100%.
Yeah, really quickly. And yeah, as a side note, I mean, there's a very large Puerto Rican community in New York. I mean, and I was just in at JFK Airport, and right next to my gate was the gate for San Juan, for a flight leaving for San Juan. And there were a whole bunch of Puerto Ricans there just couldn't wait to get down there. And to really bring it to home was the guy sitting next to me. He was obviously from Puerto Rico, and he got a phone call that his uncle had just died from the hurricane. And I just got goosebumps. I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's just that really, really makes it real when you're sitting next to somebody and he's just sobbing and they're talking about the dams bursting and stuff. It's like, man, this is really real. And it's so great that credit unions can be there for those people and to really step up. This is what we do best, I think.
Absolutely. And to your point about, you know, every little bit helps. Right now, we do the grants in phases, you know, distribute the money. So right now we're in phase one, and Cornerstone, I mean, the Cornerstone Credit Union Association, which helps folks in Texas, they've distributed over 1,000 grants. And that's all, you know, all the money that we're distributing right now is for critical needs. So to your point, you know, that's money to help people with water, with food, temporary shelter, you know, anything they need just to get their help in the meantime, to get their lives, to start to begin to put their lives back to track. From what I've heard from Texas, from Florida and Puerto Rico, saying like, this is going to be months and months and months of recovery for people who are feeling like, I have some sort of normalcy.
Yeah.
So anything helps right now.
Yeah. I mean, just basic need, just water was like so neat. It's like amazing what happens. Ay, ay, ay. Gosh, what can we do? Can we obviously continue to donate to CUA.coop? We'll keep that link in the show notes and on the website and stuff. Anything else that we can do, Chris, to really keep the momentum going? Because like we said, there might be another hurricane coming, and so we got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I encourage everyone to go to CUA.coop. Like I mentioned, a side note related to that, because people call me like, is this true? And it's definitely true. 100% of the donations through CUA goes to disaster folks. We don't take anything out of that. All, you know, the web costs, the credit card costs, all of that stuff is subsidized by just our other funds. So 100% of your donation, whether it's $5, $5,000, will go towards the Ukrainian people affected, which is great.
Yep.
And encourage people to keep spreading the word, you know, promoting with staff, with members. And, you know, like you said, the money is needed now, and hopefully another hurricane doesn't happen.
Right.
We've been telling people now, because we're on the third disaster, which still I laugh because it boggles my mind that this is happening. But we're telling people now the best thing you can do is to donate to our general disaster relief fund, as opposed to kind of saying, okay, we want it to be used for this particular thing. That way we have the flexibility.
Right.
If that hurricane does hit on Sunday, we've already got a couple $100,000. If they need it right away, boom, we can give a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. As needed basis, we can distribute them.
Yeah, it's such a great, like you said, it's such a great mechanism, and it just allows credit unions a great little channel to do what we do best. Another question for you: what have you learned in this situation? Because like we were talking before, this is unprecedented what's happening here. But what have you learned through the whole process here? And is there anything that we can do better to make it? You know, I mean, this is not going to be the last hurricane. You know, there's going to be earthquakes and fires and floods and stuff like that. What can we continue to do better in these things?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I haven't got to the point where I've been able to sit and debrief and say, wow, next step. I'm thinking hopefully in a few weeks I can do that. But to your point, the thing that I really, and again, people didn't know, I mean, I'm in a credit union band. I love cranes so much, through and through and through. I'm a total credit union geek. But again, like, it's amazing to see the credit union philosophy in action. When I talk about CUA all the time, I'm like, this is one of those things. This is our philosophy in action. The, you know, people helping people right here. The fact that the movement, Ukrainian people across the country have raised over $2 million just to help other Ukrainian people. Like, how many industries have a mechanism like that?
I don't know.
Just will help people like that. That's
right.
It's amazing. And the fact that just this morning I asked Cornerstone, the folks in Cornerstone, like, how's it going? Because they actually went and visited people in Houston and Beaumont.
That's right.
I think about it, a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a bunch of stories. I can't even read them because I'll probably start getting emotional. But of people that – these are creating people in Houston that lost their houses. Some of them lost everything. Mm-hmm. And they were back at work the next day helping members.
Wow.
I was just like – that's blows my mind. I mean, that just shows you right there the creative philosophy. They're like, you know what? I'll get my life back together. That's I could do that. But in the meantime, there's so many people counting on me to get their life back on track. I'm just like, that's – again, that's the creative philosophy.
So that sums it up.
I don't have the best practices, but again, it just makes that's me so proud to be a part of this movement.
I agree. Man, that really sums it up right there. It's like a very selfless thinking, you know, and just how can I help you even though I'm hurting too, but you know, what can I do for you before I take care of myself? Really cool stuff. Chris, anything else to add? I know you're super busy, and I thank you for the few minutes that you've carved out for us today just to give us a quick update on what's going on and what credit unions have done amazingly. Anything else to wrap up, sir?
No, again, just if folks, if you haven't donated, check out CUA Day Co-op. And even if you can't donate, again, just, you know, sharing it on social media and LinkedIn, and also just staying tuned to CUA.co-op because we try to post the latest news in terms of what's needed and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So, and thanks again for you, Mike, for just spreading the word and having me on. This is
my
great.
My pleasure, man. My pleasure. I've been through a number of earthquakes in my time out here in San Diego and some big fires we've had here. And so, yeah, just the whole disaster thing hits close to our home as well. So we want to be there for those being affected by it this time around too. So, yeah, happy to help.
Great.
All right, sir. Well, keep up the good work, and we will check in again down the road when you've had a chance to kind of settle and take a breath.
Yeah.
NAFCU Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFCU to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFCU Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.